Anxious parents who share their stress are raising a generation of nervous children. Michael Horton, psychologist, teacher, author and father of two. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. What does share their stress mean? How does a parent share their stress with a child?
Well, look, I think there's been a lot of anxiety around the ether, so to speak. But kids pick up on words and phrases. And when parents, I suppose, over-dramatise things or get things out of proportion, then children are affected by that. They have to be, because, you know, most of anxiety is learned. So it's not just parents. I mean, you see it sometimes in school systems as well, and just kids are affected by what they hear and what they see.
So, Michael, I'm imagining it's been forever thus, but are we saying it's actually increasing?
Look, it does seem to be more common than it used to be. So what's happening lately is you hear a lot of parents who perhaps go to preschool and say, oh, little Johnny's a bit anxious today. Well, and Johnny picks up on that. And unfortunately, what happens is that Johnny then takes those words and those phrases and uses them to describe himself to the world, if that makes sense.
Right. Yep.
Okay, so don't sort of impose these things. You know, if you talk about them, they're likely to adopt it and become anxious.
Now, look, to some extent, the other thing that I think happens is that when parents see their child struggling with their own anxiety or stress, they might, the word that's used in the literature is called accommodate. In other words, they'll give in and they'll allow their child to not do certain things because they might say, I'm too anxious to do that. And so the parents give in, if that makes sense. Or what happens sometimes is that parents use what's called over-reassurance. They reassure their child too often. And when you do that, I had a principal say once that he said that over-reassurance actually steals the moment from the child. Doesn't let the child kind of wrestle with the anxiety that they might be experiencing and then overcome it and manage it.
Is somewhere in amongst all of this, Michael, interwoven amongst it, is the concept of grit?
Certainly resilience is a very important feature of what schools are trying to do these days, is to build up that capacity. And it's kind of like it can be constructed, but it needs practice to be constructed. And what that means is not always rescuing children from the difficulty they might be facing, but rather helping them build templates and kind of blueprints for coping. And that's it happens over time. So if you think to yourself that a large proportion of anxiety is learnt, then what happens is that you can also teach the opposite, which is resilience thinking skills, help them look through the eyes of a scientist, for example, you know, and not catastrophize or not get things out of proportion. Because the more that we just allow that to happen, the less likely that children are to develop that resilient thinking skill set.
So Michael, give us some signals that children might display that show us that actually this isn't normal and we should seek some help.
Well, I think that's part of the problem, is that parents are not sure if their child's anxious enough to get help. My tip for parents would be, if you think your child's exhibiting some anxious signs, get help early. Because you don't want to get to, for example, the average age in Australia for an anxiety disorder diagnosis is around 11 years old. But there's a trajectory on the way there. And on the way there, on that trajectory, they might be speaking anxiously, behaving more reluctantly, not participating in things like they would have done at one stage. And so you'll see children say, I'm nervous or I'm anxious about this. And if those are constant over a number of months, then I think parents really should go and get some help from either, you know, a good cognitive behavioural psychologist or a social worker.
Good on you, Michael. He's very impressive.
He was great.
Instant